You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning. It's time to get up with the Cowboy Collapse. Their comeback bid falls just short against Kyler in the cards. So can Dallas be trusted come playoff time? Plus, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are changing the Bengals stripes. But we'll tell you if this team is good enough to make a Super Bowl run right now. And AB goes AWOL when the Bucs needed him most. Can Tampa Tom still repeat after losing yet another weapon? We'll have the answers on a huge Football Monday as we welcome you to Get Up. Presented by T-Mobile, I'm Ryan Smith in for Mike Greenberg. A lot of football to get to today. Got just a team to get to it. Rex, Ryan Clark, Dan Orlovsky, all raring to go. Eagle Green moving it over here. So let's get to
it. Let's go, Ryan!
Cowboys, Cardinals, Dak, Zeke getting ready to face Kyler in the Cards. Let's take it to the second quarter. Cards leading 3-0 in punt formation. Chris Banjo getting the snap and then a little trickeration.
I love the aggressive play call from the Cardinals on the road. Up 3-0, 4th-and-2. This is a phenomenal catch to pin the football against the Dallas Cowboys defender. Outstanding by Arizona.
Amazing. Defensive pass called, but declined by the Cardinals. Offense back in business. And then Kyler getting it done on the rollout.
Get Kyler on the edge, and this is just bad discipline when it comes to the eyes by the Dallas Cowboys defense.
Cardinals up 10-0. Cowboys 3rd-and-5 over here. And Prescott, the Michael Gallup touchdown.
Something they love to do, one-on-one in the red zone. Fade. Now we'll see what happens with Michael Gallup. Hopefully he's going to be okay.
Yeah, third quarter we take you to. Cardinals up 13-7. 3rd-and-7. And Murray drops back and finds Wesley again, the TD.
Cut, split, you get man-to-man coverage. This is a great job by the receiver. Timing his body, timing his jump to go and get that ball up high over number 30.
And you see Murray pump. Cardinals taking a 12-point lead. Same score, 4th-and-5. Cardinals offense
unprepared
on the field. What's going on with Dallas' defense?
Well, they put Kyler Murray and their kicker, Matt Prater, on the field at the same time. They're unprepared. You got to burn a timeout.
Unbelievable. Cowboys 3rd-and-goal here. Prescott, though, dealing to Cedric Wilson.
Yeah, man coverage. You get Wilson scraping across the back of the end zone. Nice play by Dallas' offense.
Now, 10:45 remaining. Same score. 2nd-and-11. Dak drops back, scrambles. But the Cardinals are on him, RC.
Listen, the Cardinals are following the football. You see the punch out by Isaiah Simmons. Dak Prescott cannot allow this to happen. He has been below the line against big teams.
Dak frustrated right there. Later in the same quarter, Cowboys inside the 5. Prescott recovers to deal to Amari Cooper.
Yeah, athletic quarterback out on the edge. I like that Amari Cooper continued to work on the backside of this play. Nice vision by Dak Prescott.
I never knew Amari Cooper even played until that point.
Ouch. Wow. Cowboys down 3, and watch this.
Wow.
Chase Edmonds taking the pitch there. Appears to fumble the ball, but no challenges left, no timeouts left for Dak.
Well, this is why it pays to hold your timeouts late in close football games and don't burn them being unprepared or in untimely situations, because you can't challenge that play. Then Arizona comes back. Why would you pay attention to Kyler Murray as an athletic quarterback?
Oh.
He gets around the edge.
He fast.
Game over.
And he seals it right there. 25-22, Cardinals win. Here's Dak after the game.
To get to where we go, we got to play the best. And obviously this team right here gave us their best shot, and we came up 3 points short. And if we start this tournament off against them, we're excited about it. I mean, we're excited about just where we're headed and where the direction this team's going to go. So, I mean, whoever it is, line them up. We'll play here. We'll play their place, their backyard, whatever. I've got a lot of confidence in this team.
Okay, the confidence is there, but look at this. The Cardinals win means we'll have to wait another week to decide the winner of the NFC West. ESPN's FBI gives them a 33% chance to win the division, and the Cowboys' loss drops them from the 2 seed to the 4 seed, ending their hopes of earning that crucial first round bye. So, guys, let's get into this. Rex, what was your biggest takeaway from this Cowboy
biggest
loss?
Take is that, look, this team's not as good as I thought, and quite honestly, that's the take. All right, their defense played the way I thought they would. They're not great, but they played the way I thought they would. It's their offense. And here's my take. All we hear about is how great this team is, how talented this team is.
Sure.
Well, are they really that talented? Because Amari Cooper showed up once all season. That was week 1. Mm-hmm. To have a guy with elite talent That's the week he showed up. The rest of the time, it's like, yeah, I know he caught a touchdown. How many other catches? Two, three? Like, that's it. So, yeah. To me, yeah. They need to play like they're superstars, like they're supposed to be. Here's what I know. This team has not been worth a darn at running the football since Dak's injury. It's not just him. Dak's not the same guy. Okay, to me, since the injury, he doesn't run anymore. And this team was second in the National Football League in running the football. Now they're 26 since that injury. Mm-hmm. So you tell me, that's the same football team? In the playoffs, you better get back to running the football, recognize who you are, and Dak, you got to use your legs, especially in the red zone.
It's an inconsistent team, right? It's a team that you look at and they've become the Dallas Cowboys of the last quarter century. The team that we look at on paper and we think that they should be extremely good in certain positions, but it's not showing in critical situational football moments. And that's what we're seeing from this team. We're seeing a team that we know you have skilled players at wide receivers. Right. We know you have guys that can turn the football over, make splash plays defensively, and you have a quarterback that earned a $140 million contract. And none of those people are making the plays they need to in critical football moments against good teams. Now, we saw them blow out the Washington football team, and I said to myself, when they play at their elite level, when the stars are the stars, this is a team that you don't want to play. But having an opportunity in your house against the Arizona Cardinals, a team that you could see down the line, and actually going out and laying an egg. This game wasn't a three-point game. Correct. They actually drew it closer at the end. And when you lose this way, when you don't control the clock, right? When you don't manage the clock, and you allow someone to run out the clock, those are three things you can't do and want to beat a good team.
So here's the thing. Yeah. There's nothing nor no one on the Dallas Cowboys that I trust right now. Mm-hmm. Their stars, you talked about it, RC, in critical moments, did not play like stars. I saw drops from Ezekiel Elliott. I saw drops from Tony Pollard. I saw blocks on their offensive line by a Hall of Famer and a Hall of Famer that they both missed. I saw their $140 million quarterback on third down not play well. This is a part of this football team that why many of us don't trust them is because in critical moments, their stars have not played like stars. I also think this is an incredibly undisciplined football team.
Oh, real talk.
Eight times they had critical penalties in really situationally bad moments. And I talked about it. Third down yesterday was bad for this football team. Mm-hmm. They were 1 of 7 on third and long. They averaged 3rd and 9. And I think a big deal was because the way Dak Prescott played. I know he's a really good player.
Yeah.
He's not playing good enough on
he's
third
not,
down.
Man. I agree.
And that was a big story in yesterday. 3rd and 4, okay? You're going to get a deep cross, a post route, and a shallow cross. The Cardinals are going to blow out from zone coverage. It's 3rd and 4. Dak, the
Take
shallow
it.
Cross is wide open.
Take it.
Throw it there.
Take
That's
it.
Number one in your read versus zone coverage. You get to number 4 on a check down, it becomes a bobble, and then you can't get on the field. 3rd and 9, you're going to get drop down man coverage outside leverage. Amari's got to push outside, get inside, and then sit at the sticks. He wins on his route. Throw this ball right at the back of his helmet, back where he came from. You throw it inside, he's going back down his stem. And that's just a small sample of this football team is undisciplined. This football team is their stars aren't playing well when they need them the most.
Mm-hmm. Do we still feel like this team is a contender?
They're a
real legitimate contender.
Well, they should be. Because if you could turn the ball over on defense the way they do, and offensively, if you can run the way they did at the beginning of the year,
But they haven't.
The big difference between can't
that's
and
a good
haven't.
Point fair fair
and so to me that's it. So they got to get back. We saw you're wearing your Eagle green jacket.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, why they
it?
Run the football and they did the same mistake that Dallas is making now. All right, you got all these weapons. Hey, the best thing you can do is run the football for your team.
Yeah.
And I'll say this. You're right. You hit it on the head. You get the big guy back, Smith, playing left tackle. He got destroyed by Chandler Jones.
Yeah, a couple times yesterday.
Like that one, Chandler Jones, that was his brother whipping somebody.
Right. Oh, wow.
John Jones.
Not John.
He got whipped that bad.
Not Bones. But when you look at this team, right, if they don't turn the ball over defensively, they have a problem creating enough explosive plays on the offensive side of the ball.
Right.
That wasn't the team that started this season. Early on this season, they pushed the football down the field. They created big runs in the run game. They aren't doing any of those things. If this defense does not create turnovers, does not create points or short fields, this team will not beat any of the elite of the NFC.
Here's where I am with this run game. So everybody knows, and you guys notice, when you get a good, consistent run game, it takes all 11 on offense. And it only takes one guy to not kind of make his blocker in a moment for the run game to be dead.
They got too many moments where guys aren't, though.
Correct. There's too many moments where 10 guys block it well or 9 guys block it well, and the left tackle gets beat, or the right guard gets beat, or the right tackle gets beat. And I've been on this for 2 months. They miss Blake Jarwin as a blocking tight end. Not that he's Mark Bavaro, but when they had him on the field with Dalton Schultz, they had a good run game because both those guys did a nice job of, you know, kind of collecting the edge. They don't have that
right
now.
Remember they were putting the extra linemen in and things like
that. But they're doing those, you know,
I know.
A reason they're doing that because they missed that tight end package.
This is a team that's got to right the ship quickly if they want to make a real splash in the playoffs. But let's get to this because these are two teams that could make a huge splash in the playoffs. The game of the day easily was Chiefs-Bengals. Joe Burrow and the Bengals facing off against Patrick Mahomes. Man, what a game this was. Late in the first quarter, Chiefs up 7-0. Mahomes, Travis Kelce dealing early.
Yeah, nice play design. Travis Kelce sets his defender outside, slips across, touchdown Kansas City.
But this combination was the story
of the game. I've seen this before, Ryan.
Jamar
Chase. I saw this at Death Valley before. I saw it at Archbishop Rummel High School when he was 15. He'd been doing the same thing, making people's oldest sons look like trash.
72-yard touchdown. Underneath the play, Burrow again. To Chase.
Just the connection. I love how they see it the same way. His ability to track the football, catch, and get his footsies in bounds.
Two touchdowns in the first half. And then Burrow again to guess who?
You know what? It makes it smart. Hey, you couldn't cover him anyway. Just leave him wide open. It's easier this way. It takes less time. It gives Patrick the ball back.
And if you think he's the only weapon the Bengals have, take a look at this. Joe Burrow dropping back second and goal. Tyler Boyd.
Said it last week. It's the most skilled group when it comes to position at wide receiver, tight end, and running back in all the AFC.
This one was close. Patrick Mahomes, though, pressured. Ooh, throws it away right there.
Nice job by Cincinnati's defense situationally in that moment. Only time they ran zero blitz, that moment.
Now, this is where it gets interesting in just a second, but the game tied at 31. Burrow throwing it deep to Chase.
Who doesn't have a play for 3rd and 27, Dan?
Not the Bengals. They got a player. His name is Jamal Chase.
Fired up under 2 minutes to go. Second goal. No, Burrow keeps it for no gain. This is where the game got very, very interesting. Okay.
Kick
third
the field
down.
Goal.
Failed
kick
attempt.
The field goal.
Fourth down.
Kick the field goal.
Give it to Mixon. Why aren't they kicking the field goal? Why aren't the Chiefs letting them score, Rex?
I have no idea. And here's one thing you better not do. If you play it that way perfectly, great. Don't foul. You can't foul.
Kick
That's
the field goal.
The game's over.
Burrow finds the complete. Goal. Watch this. After that penalty, Burrow tries again.
Foul again.
And a foul again. Exactly. Legarius Sneed called for illegal use of hands. Burrow, though, would limp to the sidelines after that hit right there.
That's
but
okay. He tough.
Now we're going for the field goal. Evan McPherson, 20 yards out, nails it, and the Bengals win it 34-31. Joe Burrow making a name for himself around the league. Here he was after the game.
Everyone knows that mean. You know, F it. Jamar's down there somewhere. I'm going to just throw it up to him. He's going to make a play.
Just throw it up to him.
That's what we used to say
play.
About Calvin Johnson, man. We're Calvin. Just
Oh, the Bengals went over the Chiefs, clinched the AFC North for Cincinnati after 3 consecutive last place finishes. It's a big loss for the Chiefs. The loss means they're going to need to beat the Broncos in Week 18 and need a Titans loss to the Texans to earn the top seed in the AFC. It could.
It could happen.
Anything could happen, right, RC?
It could happen. That ain't going to happen.
Okay, so your biggest takeaway from this one?
Duh. I don't know why you came to me first.
Why not? Listen, you've been talking to Jamar.
Yesterday, Jamar Chase was the best football player on the field. Like, he truly was. And that's with Joe Burrow. That's with Patrick Mahomes. And it takes nothing away from what both of those men were able to do. But when it's 3rd and 27, and you understand if you're going to get the one-on-one matchup on the outside, we're going to take it and we're going to win. And you get in the high red zone, you do the same thing. When you can throw a 5-yard pass and it turns into a 70-yard catch and run. Wink Martindale said something last week. He said, you know what? We're not going to double double Ja'Marr Chase. He's not Devontae Adams. And we're not going to give Joe Burrow a gold jacket. Well, guess what? The gold jacket's probably coming, and you should have doubled him at least once, and that was on 3rd and 27. Make him throw it to somebody else. The last three games ago, Tyler Boyd, he's the leading receiver of the Cincinnati Bengals. Against last week, T. Higgins is the leading receiver of the Cincinnati Bengals. This week, you have Ja'Marr Chase. Dan mentioned this skill group. This skill group can compete against any group in the entire NFL.
No doubt.
Will give them an opportunity to score, an opportunity to win. And yesterday, when the Kansas City Chiefs were scoring at a high rate in the first half, the only reason this game is close is because of the Cincinnati Bengals skilled players. And in the second half, the defense steps up and their big-time stars make the plays. Dan and I were talking about the Dallas Cowboys players not making in critical football moments.
Cincinnati could beat anybody.
Yeah.
The Cincinnati Bengals have proven to us they can beat anybody. And if you were shocked by what happened yesterday, you certainly haven't watched any show that RC and I have been on since August.
Which we're actually on all
every show. I think what is so awesome to see is the two young players, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, and just the connection that those guys have, the ability to see kind of football play out the same way and understanding what each other is thinking at the same time. These go routes, when you take the tailback from out to in, Joe Burrow knows it's man coverage. Peeks to the right, you're going to press my guy, perfect. Here comes a go route. Now, this is what I love. Ja'Marr Chase snaps his head back at the same time the ball is coming out of Joe Burrow's hands.
Yeah.
Seeing, okay, the coverage is this, the ball's going to be coming out, trajectory on that ball allows him to adjust. Another go route where Ja'Marr Chase is going to peek back just at the perfect time when Joe is letting the ball out of his hands because he sees the safety play over the top, the corner play underneath. I got to be ready to adjust to the football. So those guys' ability to that's what they've played for so long together. And I think Joe Burrow has what every franchise wants or kind of chases in a quarterback. The ability to be two people at one time.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. I have that assassin mindset. My pulse rate never goes up.
Mm.
To be that guy at the same time, that two people at the same time, that's what makes him so rare, and that's something you can't measure.
When you look at those deep balls, and this is probably going to be like sacrilegious to all like the true football historians. The only team I watch, and I think they have a better connection than that,
I know
is Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams.
100%.
There is no other connection that's better than those two in the way that they see football the same in the entire NFL.
Yes. Wow. Called him a top five quarterback, Burrow, a couple weeks back. Everybody lost their minds. You're proving it.
I'll tell you this, Rod. Yeah. He's a top five quarterback. That is not for a conversation anymore. I think that him and Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, have become a top five duo
100%.
In the NFL.
I agree. Absolutely. Yeah.
All I've ever said about him is he reminds me of Tom Brady. Well, that's Joe Burrow.
Real
and
talk.
So to me, I've went against Tom Brady more than any coach that's ever gone, 20 games or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's who this kid is. You say a killer? This is a hired killer.
Yeah.
And when you see him right there, he's got it all.
Yeah.
And when the Bengals came out and I said, take him one, even though I like Herbert better, I'll take him one. Why? He's a local kid and he's a leader.
Yeah.
This dude right here is going to take your whole football team and say, you know what? Let's go. Can they beat anybody? Yeah, because
of
this guy. This guy is amazing.
They just beat the team to beat in the AFC.
And they were down 14-0 and down 28-14.
Right. So does that make them now the team to beat?
No. Listen, that's not how it works. I wish that was how it works, right? I wish because you beat somebody, now it means you're going to beat them in the playoffs. But this was the game they needed for confidence. You had the early blowout against the Baltimore Ravens. You lose to the Jets, right? Then you come home, you get shellacked by Cleveland. You do the same thing. You beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you have the Los Angeles Chargers at home, and then you lose that game. You're tossing interceptions into people's hands. There's fumbles that are scooping scores. They needed this game to prove that they weren't the same old Cincinnati Bengals, that they weren't inconsistent, that it wouldn't be up and down. It wouldn't be about riding the wave of emotion. And when you play a team like the Kansas City Chiefs that has the history of success and also the recent success of the last 8 weeks of what this team has been, and you beat them, that's huge for your confidence. But I think the one person on that team who already knew this was Joe Burrow, but it had to happen on the field, and I believe the fashion that it happens also says that this team is ready to compete in the playoffs.
Joe Burrow has 15 30-plus yard touchdowns this season. 15.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady are second and third in that. They have 15 combined. So this team scores from any part of the football field.
Yeah, you do not want to face this team in the playoffs, that's for sure. And let's turn to this now. Raiders, Colts, because the talk was you don't want to face the Colts either.
Do we have to?
Yeah, let's
we
talk
do.
About them.
We do. Now, this was actually a big moment. Players, coaches, and fans honoring John Madden. Obviously touched the Raiders in so many ways. We take it to the third quarter. Vegas up 3. Colts with a 1st and 10 just across midfield. Carson Wentz, watch this, Dan. Escapes the pressure, fires it downfield.
Hey, Ryan, what's on their helmets? Horseshoe. Yeah. That's some lucky stuff.
This is what happens when you're living right.
Boy, that boy is living right. That boy did
it.
He's like, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. And it happened.
He's coming down with a touchdown. 4th quarter, same score. Wentz now, here again, to T.Y. overthrows him.
You got to hit this one. Derek Carr hit his.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz, you get that switch release. That is a throw that you're just trying to be too perfect on. Could be a walk-in touchdown. Derek Carr on 4th down does an awesome job scrambling. Renfrow sees it the same way.
Y'all better stop looking at his paint job.
Touchdown.
He's a baller.
Gutsy play there, and he proves it on this one right here, RC. Because watch this. Carr to Renfrow.
They just barely got the back of the foot. Hunter Renfrow is giving people the blues. You can go out there and think that you're going to stop him. I'm talking about he can hit you with that beep, beep, and he's wide open.
Initially ruled a touchdown on the field, but wait. Here you see Kenny Moore touching him on the back. His knee touched the surface.
You almost
touchdown
wanted
reverse,
him not
called
to touch
back.
Yeah. Chance, yeah.
Right, so Daniel Carlson, game-winning field goal right here, nails it. Raiders, dramatic comeback, win it 23-20, and the Colts walk away losers on this one. Well, coming up, man, AB, he went AWOL when the Bucs needed him most. Can Tampa Tom still repeat after losing one of his most important weapons? Plus, boy, the Rams gave their fans a scare, just barely getting by the Ravens. But boy, did Matt Stafford look shaky.
Slow down, Ryan.
Should L.A. trust their signal caller come playoff time? Dan's going to weigh in on that. So are the guys.
My cousin Chuck Clark with all. He's not my cousin. He's not my cousin.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Get Up is presented by T-Mobile, America's largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network. Speaking of reliable, meanwhile on planet Earth, Joe Burrow, big win over the Chiefs. Here he is celebrating in the locker room.
Get the gat, get the gat, get the gat. And we took this all the way to the White House in 2019. We'll bring it back. Yeah, we'll bring it back. Yum, 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 yum. That's what we do.
Yum,
We are ready to make the Cincinnati Bengals, they just the LSU Tigers up north.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all it is.
Let's
hope. Up north Tigers.
RC, let's hope they play better than LSU did next year.
Oh, you can't even touch that. Just lost his most important weapon in Tampa. Can the Bucs still make a big run to the Super Bowl?
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Get Up, presented by T-Mobile. Let's go to another big game from yesterday. Vikings, Packers, Aaron Rodgers in the pack, hoping to clinch the number one seed. And here is Rodgers to Alan Lazard, making it look easy.
Well, I love it. It's a double move, pump fake, hold the safety, and then just give Lazard an opportunity to adjust on the football.
Okay, later in the second, same score. Rodgers to get who? Devontae Adams.
They did this 3 times last night.
So
number
stupid.
One, you're not supposed to throw that ball. Two, yeah, you're not supposed to complete it. And then watch Adams feel at the top of the screen in zone, right? Pushes up, slows down, and then bursts vert through the vacancy. It's a connection that is so special.
Man.
Best one in the NFL.
They dang near Siamese twins now, man. This is even telepathic.
It
this
is
crazy.
It looks like it. A.J. Dillon rumbling in the end zone for a touchdown right there.
Looks like me running through Cowboys
Quadzilla.
Feelings. Cowboys fans feelings. Just
doesn't
a big
matter
physical
how cold
presence.
It is. They keep getting it done. Those Packers clinch the number one seed, 37-10. And take a look at this. The Cardinals win means they're going to have to wait one more week to decide the winner of the NFC West. ESPN FPI gives them a 33% chance to win the division. And the Cowboys loss drops them from the number 2 seed to the number 4 seed, ending their hopes of earning a first round bye. So this game kept it interesting, right? You think Tom Brady's gonna blow out the Bucs? Think again. Here he is, and this actually was the biggest moment of the game. In the third quarter, AB, Antonio Brown, Bucs down 13, takes off his shirt, throws it into the stands, starts taking off his gloves, throws that into the stands, walks to the tunnel and walks off the field.
Chucked up the deuces. Just said, I'm out.
Yeah,
middle of the second half.
And we'll talk more about him in a second. Still unknown exactly why he did that. There is pads on the sideline. Meanwhile, on the field, end of the third quarter, fourth and goal for the Bucs. Brady to Cameron Brate for the touchdown.
Yeah, really nice design to attack coverage. That ball's got to be put right out of the break on Cameron Brate on his chest. Tom Brady does exactly that.
All right, Jets up 24-20, going for it on fourth and two. Zach Wilson trying to sneak.
Yo, I would never run a quarterback sneak at Vita Vea, ever.
Well, I guess Robert Saleh learned that.
Two, though. That's 2 long yards that you have no chance of getting.
Turnover on down, and there's Brady finding Tyler Johnson for 27 yards. Bucks and Jets territory. Next play.
Nice
Brady.
Completion. Yep, and I love this. Stop route versus quarters coverage, and then Tom Brady and the Bucks here to come back and basically run a very similar play. You're going to see the change of personnel grouping. Brady's going to call a similar play. You're going to get the same type of coverage. You're going to see the corner up top with vision. Brady's going to catch the snap, pump the tight end, get the corner to sit, create the vacancy between the corner and the safety, and there's that turkey hole, that honey hole shot right on the sideline.
To the exact same guy, Cyril Grayson.
For guys who don't even play football at LSU, you just sleep at that school and you become good at football.
Oh, boy. Okay, crazy. Here's Bruce Arians after with him.
He is no longer a Buck. All right, that's the end of the story. Let's talk about the guys that went out there and won the game.
I think everybody should find, hopefully do what they can to help him in ways that you know, he really needs it. And, you know, we all love him. We care about him deeply. You know, we want to see him be at his best. And, you know, unfortunately, it won't be with our team. I think everyone should be very compassionate and empathetic toward very difficult things that are happening.
Now, there's obviously a lot of talk about Antonio Brown this morning. Not really clear what happened, why he did that, what was going on there. But RC, former Steeler, you played with him. What's your reaction to this?
Well, you know, this kind of, at least on this network, all started with me years ago after he had the blow up in Pittsburgh where he wouldn't go to practice and where he's on the sideline in the fur. And I said what I said then about what type of person I believe he is. And now with the way that we've moved forward with mental health awareness, we understand that there are some underlying things here. We understand that more could be at play when it comes to Antonio Brown. Here's the thing I will speak to. The one thing about the NFL is if you have an elite level, right, competitive trait, the NFL will find ways to forgive you. That trait for Antonio Brown was unquestioned. The fact that he'd work as hard as anyone, the fact that he'd compete as hard as anyone, the fact that when it was time to be on the grass, he gave you the best opportunity to win. This decision, this action has taken that away from Antonio Brown. Mm. Antonio Brown will no longer compete no matter what. Antonio Brown will no longer do whatever it takes to win football games on the grass because he just showed you that he'd quit on his team. He just showed you that he'd walk off without his pads, not caring about his teammates. And I think there were a lot of things that you could come to grips with. There are a lot of things you could convince yourself of when it came to Antonio Brown because he was such a high-level competitor, he was such a high-level athlete, and he produced at such a high level when you gave him opportunities to play. When you do this, no one wants you to be around. No one wants you to be a part of their locker room. No one wants you to be a part of their team. He was not completely inconsistent. It was consistent that he would work. It was consistent that he would help you win football games. That is no longer consistent. No one wants a wholly inconsistent person on their team, and that's who Antonio Brown is. I believe he's played his last snap.
That's well wow. said, man. That's
yeah,
well said.
I mean, absolutely, and real powerful. RC, you know, from a guy that was a teammate and everything else, as a fan of this game, we're so, robbed of seeing this young man play.
Yeah.
Like, he is so talented and all that. But with RC, the way you talk about him and Tom Brady right there, there's clearly other issues involved. Let's just hope this young man can get his life straight.
Have you ever seen anything like that as a coach?
I can tell you this, never as a coach, and I only coached for 30 years. I've never seen it one time. I did see it once as a player on the practice field in college when we had a guy walk off the field, throw his pads, it was hot, it was whatever, and then came back the next day begging to come back on the team. And, you know, and we all laughed at what he did because it was different. This is way different than that.
Yeah, it's not
this,
funny.
This is it ain't funny.
I agree with
and,
you.
And to me, this is a real issue, and it needs to be, you know, done. And Bruce Arians, like, yeah, he cut bait. And right now he's kicking himself for bringing him back, I can assure you. Yeah.
Well, can I ask you a question? Because I'm a little bit off, like, kind of what the plan was. But I felt this is who Antonio Brown always has been. And this is who Antonio Brown has always been enabled to be. So I wasn't surprised by it. But you think this is a different, because it happened in-game.
Yeah, yeah. So listen, you know, our differences go way back, right? So I understand who he is. I don't disagree that this has been part of who he is.
Sure.
Right? But it never leaked on to the football field, right? It never leaked on into him doing his job. When I finally came out and said something about him years after my retirement, a lot of people asked me, well, why didn't you say anything then? I said, because it never stopped him from working hard.
I got you.
It never stopped him from giving us an opportunity to win on Sundays, and it never stopped the Pittsburgh Steelers until it did. And I think when people understand how to con others, right, when people understand how to trick you, they can trick you as long as it's comfortable for them, right? And once it's uncomfortable for them, you now revert back to who you are. But that never touched football for Antonio Brown, right? You would deal with it off the field. You would see all these different things. But if he made it to the field on the weekend, he was going to die there. Mm-hmm. And now he's shown us that he won't even do that anymore. And if he can't do that, then he's not redeemable.
So let's talk about it on the field now, Dan, because look, the Bucs are without Chris Godwin. He's gone. Antonio Brown, gone. Two of their top weapons, gone.
Yeah.
What are the ramifications of this for this team?
Yeah, this is devastating. That was my initial reaction because this team now has to go on the road through Lambeau without two of their top three wide receivers. Mm-hmm. This offense was built around offensive line and those three receivers, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Antonio Brown. Tom Brady's phenomenal. I think the pressure now falls on Byron Leftwich, their offensive coordinator, to rebuild this offense in a matter of weeks. Because the Bucs are a giant question mark. What's Mike Evans' hamstring health? When's Leonard Fournette going to come back? How healthy is he? What's the defense's health with Levante David and their secondary? And I think Byron Leftwich has got to look at the football team right now and say, still have the quarterback, obviously, gives us a chance. Still have one of the best offensive lines in football, gives us a chance. I think they got to build this offense now around those three tight ends.
Yep.
And that could be good. Now, that could be good at just how well they can get creative with it. With Rob Gronkowski, Cam Brayton, O.J. Howard. They've built the offense around the receivers. I think they need to transition quickly now to build this offense around the tight ends.
Really quick.
So we know Tom can make that transition, right? We've seen Tom excel in 12 personnel, 13 personnel, and using the tight ends, especially within the numbers down the seam. But can Byron Leftwich make that change? Yeah. That historically has not been who B.A. is. Yeah. It has not been who Byron Leftwich is as well.
It'll be interesting to see if he can, because, of course, he's a top head coaching candidate for a lot of teams next season, so we'll see how that plays out. Now, let's turn to the Rams and the Ravens, because this was a big one. Ooh. Remember, the Rams looking to make a statement about their possible run to the Super Bowl. Hosting the Ravens, Lamar inactive. 2 minutes to play, third and two for the Rams. Stafford, INT.
This doesn't matter.
That's a good pick.
This happened, huh? Don't throw it to the other team, Nine. Stop throwing it to the other team.
Doesn't matter today.
Chuck Clark takes it back for the touchdown. Ravens up 7-0. Tyler Huntley tossing it up there. Intercepted as well. Jordan Fuller.
This play the game,
ridiculous.
Right?
Yeah, the second ridiculous.
Yeah.
The Rams had no life, and then this interception kind of swings momentum for them. They get the opportunity to get the football down in the red zone. You get Cooper Kupp working against zone coverage. Easy. You set him outside, cross face, inside, touchdown. Ooh. Rams.
15th touchdown of the season. Rams down 13-7, heading into the half. Fourth quarter, 16-7. Sony Michel punching it in for the touchdown. Rams now down by two. About a minute left in the game. Rams down 19-14, going for it. Stafford to Odell. He had a game.
This is huge. This is a big throw and a big catch by two elite-level athletes.
And then watch that big catch. Odell.
Been doing it his whole life. Mm. Guess it wasn't Odell in Cleveland, but I ain't going to say that. No more.
You just did.
I said no more, Dan.
You just did again.
But I said
look
no more.
Feeling good. Last chance for the Ravens. Under 20 seconds left.
Dip.
Huntley
dip.
Dropping back. And Von Miller
what a
taking
dip.
Him down.
You see the dip by Von Miller? Looks like me
Tweet
when I got to go potty.
Twinkle toes.
Rams winners by one over the Ravens. Just barely scraping by. Now, look, Dan, the Rams won, but Matthew Stafford, he was far from his best.
Ryan, I don't care about the
interceptions. Are you concerned?
No, I'm not concerned.
You're not concerned?
I'm not concerned. Here's the reason why. Number one, it's back-to-back road games from Los Angeles. 10 o'clock starts during the holiday season. People are going to go, you're making excuses. No, I'm not. That's
yes,
hard
are.
To do. No, I'm not. It's hard to do. Second of all, I want to give some credit to Chuck Clark. That was a pretty good fool when it comes to coverage. And now this interception, I do think this one is forced downfield to Odell. He's got the shallow cross. It's third and 10. He might be thinking, I'm going to give my guy a shot if it ends up being picked at the 5-yard line. It's just like a punt. I do think it's a force. This is what I do know, okay? I am not concerned about the interceptions, and I don't know if there's five guys in the NFL that I want the ball in their hands more late in the fourth quarter down than Matthew Stafford. There's a reason why he's got 42 fourth quarter comebacks. 42. There's
because he always loses.
That's because he played on an organization or in a team that wasn't good.
Yeah, but I mean, think about that. He got 42 comebacks and all those losses in Detroit, too. That means he was always losing. Golly.
Well, what, the one thing
I'm not concerned about the pitch.
So you're not believers in Rex. You're not believers in Matt Stafford right now.
Because Dan's talking about, I'm not concerned about the interception. I'm not concerned about this. Mm-hmm. One thing you better be concerned about, if you're a Ram fan, dudes never won a playoff game. And if you don't think it matters, then you're out of your mind. It absolutely 100% matters. Why does Tom Brady and Tampa Bay still have a chance? Because Tom Brady has been there and done it. He's proved it. This dude has never proved it right here. He can point to, well, he's always played on Detroit. He's always done this and this. Well, are you part of the problem or not? So to me, the guy's a super talent. But some of the mistakes you make right there, turning the ball over in the playoffs, you ain't winning.
Yeah, you go Tennessee Titans, San Francisco 49ers. I think there was another game in there. They lose three games in a row. Green Bay Packers lose three games in a row. Matthew Stafford doesn't play well.
Right.
Period, right? You play well against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So would I
if I
played quarterback. And then he has a good game against the Arizona Cardinals. Now, you have seven turnovers in the last three games if you're Matthew Stafford. To say you have no concern about that is to say that you have no concern about truly playing efficient offense. And you know that. Do we look at his talent and understand that with the wide receivers that he has, the Cooper Kupps, the Odell Beckham Jr., Sony Michel now running the football, that he can produce and succeed late in football games? Absolutely. The reason that game is that close against the Baltimore Ravens is Matthew Stafford's interceptions. That's the reason it's close. This is the same team that everybody said you were a fool for putting Joe Burrow in the top five because of, right? The one that he threw 530 yards or something like that against, right? Then you see Matthew Stafford play this way. This can't happen against this level.
I know you want to get to it. Don't worry. We're going to come back to the Rams in the next hour. Don't worry. Oh, Dan's chopping it.
Yeah, we got to come back to the Rams. You let him get the last word?
I will let you get the first word next time. All right. And by the way,
I see you, Cousin Chuck.
I got to get to this.
He ain't your cousin. Cousin Chuck.
Big AFC North Week 17 Monday Night Football matchup. Browns Steelers, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and the ESPN app. ESPN2 is going to have the Monday Night Football cast with Peyton and Eli. Our coverage begins with Monday Night Countdown at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Coming up, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles are headed to the playoffs. Find out why one of our analysts says this is a team you want to avoid at all costs.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are watching Get Up, presented by T-Mobile.
It's time for Ryan Clark to explain his tweet.
Get in the gym, bro. Well, I just got buffalo chicken dip. Baker.
Bruh. Lord. As everyone laughs at the way I read your tweet. I can't even do it with a straight face.
Well, another week in the books, and it's time for RC to explain his tweet. So let me see if I can do a little bit better than Greeny. I'm going to try. Here's tweet number one. Tom Brady, you did not do this again to the Jets. You did not do this to the Jets. Again, Tom Brady throwing to folks he never planned to in 2022 makes it happen. TD to a track guy who didn't even play football in college. I guess even sleeping close to Death Valley makes you a baller.
And listen, Tom Brady already understands it. He went out and he got Leonard Fournette. Now he has Cyril Grayson Jr. But these weren't the guys Tom Brady was expecting to try to win a football game against the Jets. And now you already had a guy like Bill Belichick checking the stats and saying, how do I not have Braxton Berrios? He's the most Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, Wes Welker, Chris Hogan, wide receiver in the league, and he's not on my team. And Tom Brady came back and won that game with all going on with Antonio Brown, without having Chris Godwin, without having his lead back Leonard Fournette. He did it to the Jets again. Mina Kimes did a whole thing on what that history has been, and there is more misery. Rex had to leave before I read this tweet just so he wouldn't have PTSD.
Oh, wait, I love this tweet too. Look at this one. Yuck, Tua. Just yuck. What did you mean?
Tua Tagovailoa had that chance. Me and Dan has been singing his praises for the last 7 weeks. Look how much better he's playing. Look how much he's progressed. He's allowing the ball to just slip out of his hands. He's not controlling the ball or not protecting the ball inside the pocket. He's throwing interceptions that the Tennessee Titans refused to catch because they wanted to make the game a little bit more fun and competitive. That was the chance that he had an opportunity to make a statement and say, you know what? I am your quarterback of the future. You're play against the New Orleans Saints, you don't play as well because you didn't have to, right? The defense played great last week. They needed Tua Tagovailoa yesterday, and he let them down. That's a huge indictment on who he is, and they probably played themselves out of the playoffs.
Oh, that was a tough loss for them. Now, here's a key one. You got a new favorite player, I feel like.
Hunter Renfro!
Hunter Renfro is a G.
A G!
At some point, y'all got to stop looking at the jersey swag, hairline,
and pushback, paint job a little light.
Hunter, aren't you giving folks the blues, and that's
the ultimate
swag.
It's the ultimate swag demonstration, right, Smith? I don't care how Hunter Renfro wears his uniform anymore. I don't care that he looks like the dude that they put up in the locker room to show you how to not get fined, because he is giving people the blues. I don't care if it's the seven move, pink, 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 whip route back to the slant in the red zone. I don't care if it's the big play in the fourth quarter. Hunter Renfrow is on a list where the only guy in front of him is Jerry Rice. And this is Jerry Rice that had the hairline just like Hunter Renfrow.
Damn.
Hunter Renfrow is killing folks. He is bruising people. You better stop lining up against Hunter Renfrow thinking it's just some run-of-the-mill old slot receiver that's a great coach on the field. Because Hunter Renfrow is killing y'all.
Fired up. I don't know if he's going to like Hunter Renfrow.
Man,
or the fact
hairline.
That you're jacking up his hairline.
Yeah, his hairline's back. But he cold, though.
Oh, yeah.
He gonna cut it.
Done.
He gonna
Gets
cut it low.
Done.
And he gonna be like Bruce Willis on Pulp Fiction when he just had the little part.
Yeah. We gotta move it on and take it to this one. Speaking of getting it done, Eagles, Washington football team, big game for the Eagles. Down 16-7. Jalen Hurts dancing around. And then Dan moves, and hits Greg Ward Jr.
That's a big play.
Play of the game, 3rd and 14, fringe field goal range. Great awareness by Jalen Hurts to find Ward, and then the ability to kind of like get the snap, fall down, but get that pitch out to Boston Scott on 4th and goal. Outstanding by Jalen Hurts.
Eagles have been incredible since they've been diving into the run game. 4th quarter now, same score. Hurts to Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, their connection's really good. I think Dallas Goedert is really emerging as one of the better tight ends in all of football. Jalen Hurts has got a really good connection with him.
Eagles get a field goal, gives them the lead. Taylor Heinicke taking a shot in the end zone. And that is that. Rodney McLeod with the interception.
Well, that trailing underneath coverage, right, makes it almost an impossible throw. McLeod over the top.
What an interception. Eagles winners 20-16. Playoff bound. Playoff bound, if you can believe it.
Rocking the green for, Ryan? Because the Eagles are going to the playoffs. Like I told everybody they would 2 months ago when they were 2-5.
I had an opportunity.
What you think?
I had an opportunity to hang out with a lot of people from South Jersey the last week who are huge Eagles fan. They want to say thank you for the use of the word John.
John.
Yeah.
John.
Not John.
Yeah, John.
They loved it.
Anybody from Philly knows John.
They absolutely loved it. But when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, this team can run the football on anybody with any person in the backfield. We've seen it with Miles Sanders. We've seen it with Boston Scott. You've seen it with Gainwell. You've seen it with Jordan Howard. And we saw some of that yesterday. But also the plays that Jalen Hurts had to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There were some plays he had to make through the pass, the way he used his legs, the way he created extra time. Even this flip to Boston Scott and the athleticism that it took. Jalen Hurts found ways to win this football game, but we also have to give Nick Sirianni some credit. He made a change in the way that he called plays and the way that they game planned early on in the season, and that's been to focus on the run, and it's changed the trajectory of this team.
He got a lot of criticism initially because it took him a while to change, but then
I think what they've accomplished this year is the most impressive feat out of any team in the NFL. This was a team that was supposed to win 6 games, rebuild, figure out if they had a quarterback, and look towards 2022. Now they're going to the playoffs, and they got a chance to make an issue into the playoffs. I think Nick Sirianni should be in the conversation for Coach of the Year.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. As a Philadelphia guy, you got to tell me where you got that green suit.
My wife ordered it.
She's also from Philadelphia.
That's why she's so amazing. Okay, Monday Night Football with Peyton and Eli is back on ESPN2 tonight at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. Breaking down the Browns and Steelers matchup. And Aaron Rodgers as well on Monday night. Well, coming up, Aaron Rodgers and the Red Hot Packers just wrapped up the number one seed in the NFC. Can any team go into the frozen tundra and get a win in these playoffs? And Get Up is brought to you by T-Mobile, America's largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network. From where you tailgate, only T-Mobile keeps you connected to your team with the most 5G coverage nationwide. Switch to T-Mobile, the leader in 5G.